Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 16th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here together today, and we've prepared this message together. The goal of Daily Encouragement Net is to encourage and instruct. Today's message is titled, Light and Life to All He Brings. Just a short snippet from a scripture verse in John chapter 1, verse 4.
In Him was life.
The last couple of days we've been sharing about our musical, Hope Has Hands, which a choir presented this last weekend in three different locations. In my impartial and absolutely unprejudiced opinion, they did an outstanding job. Thanks to a couple of generous friends who recorded and edited each song of the musical, it is now available on YouTube, and we'll have a link to the second song below in our text version of our message. It's not a professional production, since that would certainly have broken our modest church's budget, but it's an example of people with sincere faith who sing about the birth and redemption of our Lord Jesus. Our little frame country church was as full as it's been since we began our pastoral assignment on January of this year. One highlight for me was the congregational singing of the Christmas hymns. Prior to the musical, Brooksine led the congregation in singing two familiar carols. It sounded great. With just the piano for instrumentation, the congregation joined a melodic voice with the familiar refrains of How Great Our Joy, when we sang Angels We Have Heard on High. The voices blended in harmony, and when the the Gloria part that's so pretty in that song ran up and down the melodic scale. Though they were invisible, we could almost hear the heavenly host join in singing with God's people.
Well, before dismissing, we stood up and sang, O Come, All Ye Faithful. We sang the last verse a cappella with the refrain, O Come, Let Us Adore Him, getting louder upon each repetition. It practically raised the roof. There's no setting that compares with the gathering of God's people singing praise to Him at Christmas time and Easter, the most important dates on the Christian calendar. Singing from the heart, the truths revealed in Scripture is truly a picture of heaven where praise is unending. And I love this beautiful description from Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Day and night, they never stop saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being.
That is a powerful passage. Around the Christmas season, it seems we always get around to a variety of functions in church and elsewhere that includes the singing of Christmas carols. Tonight, in fact, in our midweek service, Brooksine will invite our congregation together around the piano and select their favorites so we can rejoice in the messages of these timeless carols. I noticed just how well-loved and familiar these Christmas hymns are, even though they're generally sung during a very short season, three or four weeks leading up to Christmas, maybe a week or two following. A single line from one of these carols will illustrate for many how well you know these songs, even though you didn't probably set out to memorize it. That line is, Light and life to all He brings, risen with healing in His wings. And many of you can identify the carol from that single line. And we actually have the answer in a video linked to this particular hymn in our message today on our text version.
Well, indeed, the glorious message of the Incarnation is His incomparable blessing of light and life to all He brings. Today, let's just ponder the aspect of life. Consider that at the heart, we really have only two great quests in life. One is for eternal life, and Jesus provides this. The Bible says, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And the other great quest is for abundant life, full and meaningful. And again, Jesus has provided this. He said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
Today, this life is freely available to all of us through Jesus Christ. So many willfully reject him. Others shrug off this greatest of gifts and pay no attention, basing their focus instead upon the paltry substitutes the world offers. But the Bible declares, yet to all who received him, that is Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's in John 1, verse 12. Have you chosen to receive the greatest gift today?
Let's pray together. Jesus, because you came as light into the world, we, the redeemed, are children of the light. May we walk faithfully and earnestly in the light of Christ, so that darkness dissipates wherever we go. May those still walking in darkness be drawn to your light through the things we say, the songs we sing, the things we set before our eyes, and the things we do as we represent you in the home, the workplace, and wherever we go. It is in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roxine. And tomorrow's devotional will focus on that aspect, that not only life has come into the world through Jesus, but light has come into the world. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, December 16th, 2009, and we have a lot of supplemental materials up. As mentioned, we do have the second of the song from our Christmas musical posted today as a video link. The title of that song is The Word Became Flesh. It's based on the scripture text from John 1, verse 14. And by the way, over the next several days, I hope to post most of these songs, probably all of them, in fact. We also have some photos up today and some additional details that you may or may not find interesting. And we have been posting, and will through next week, in fact, something we call Resources for Christmas Celebrations. And these are materials we have either developed ourselves or perhaps come across that we paste or post that you might consider using them in order to make the Christmas celebrations have a spiritual focus. Well, thank you again for joining us today. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, December 16th, 2009. Have a blessed day today.